Some atheists seem to be upset with me because I spoke about atheism and spirituality, and I spoke about, I mocked the spirituality of the atheists. So they were upset with me. No problem. So let's do a bit of a comparison between your spirituality and our spirituality. Let's look at some explanations for depression. Now, I'm not talking about depression in the sense of the chemical depression, which you have, you know, you have low levels of serotonin and dopamine and stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about existential depression, right? Why am I here? Whose am I? Where am I? Right? That type of stuff. So, in Islam, depression, existential depression, is when the creation of Allah, the creation of God, is away from God. Because we were created for love. In Islam, all that we were created to do was to love Allah. What's the proof for this? Well, the proof is in the Quran. Allah says, I did not create men except men, women, children, all creation, all humanity. I did not create them except to worship me. Now, what is worship? Worship in Islam is based upon three pillars. The first pillar is love, the second pillar is hope, the third pillar is fear. So the believer is like a bird flying to Allah, flying to its Lord. The main body of the bird is love, and one wing is hope, one wing is fear. And when we enter paradise, the love will enter and the fear for the future will stop. And no longer will we need to hope, because we will have reached bliss, we would have reached our destination to be with our beloved, to be with the Creator. Let's compare this. Before I compare this, and the reason why we're depressed from an Islamic existential point of view is because we're away from Allah. Allah says, whoever turns away from my remembrance will have a depressed life. And whoever remembers Allah, their hearts will find peace. Okay, let's look at an emotion like depression. How would an emotion like depression be explained under a Darwinian account? Well, okay, so all emotions, regardless of how spiritual these atheists want to be, all emotions, rock bottom, can be broken down to natural selection, and natural selection preserving certain types of emotional traits which were shaped by selection. So taking a moral emotion like depression, regret, worry, you know, anxiety, embarrassment, any of these negative type of things, including depression, which I already said, it would be explained by essentially natural selection. So what they would say is something like about these emotions, they would say, well, you see, in ancient human times, it was very important to have, this guy's trying to overtake me, it's very important to have basically a good reputation for human social interaction, and those who had a basically apathy towards having a negative reputation, and they didn't feel any sort of pain, guilt, depression in terms of having a negative negative reputation, they would be least likely to survive. So in a game theory scenario in which you have a cooperation scenario going on, you have a tit for tat, you have two different players going for a win-win or a win-lose or whatever, right? And those players which cheat and don't regret, they are going to win in the short term, but in the long run, their reputation is going to be damaged, and the organisms that do not really care about preserving their reputation because they don't have those painful moral emotions like depression, sadness, grief, guilt, and stuff like this, they're going to basically lose out because people won't play the game with them anymore in terms of tit for tat, in terms of kin selection, reciprocal altruism, and all the rest. Well, reciprocal altruism, right? Not kin selection. Well, you can sort of, you can play a sort of game theory scenario within families as well. Anyway, so those organisms are going to be leaving less fitter. They're going to be less fitter from an evolutionary perspective because they're not going to leave fertile offspring. because their chances of survival and reproductivity has been decreased because of their negative marks, if you like, on their reputation. You can hear birds chirping beautifully in the background. So basically, depression, you can explain it from an evolutionary perspective, that someone wants to feel spiritual but they feel depressed. Let's give them that answer. Compare that with the beautiful answer, the magnificent answer that we have from Islam, which is linked to God. And look at this pathetic answer, right? This pathetic answer that Darwinists have in terms of game theory and cooperation and reputation and, you know, these negative human emotions. Look how pathetic their answer is. So yes, I am going to be making more fun of atheist spirituality because it is nonsense. Because at the end of the day, you know, this channel is called Darwinian Delusions. I'm not here to give you roses. I'm not here to give you food. I'm not here to help you with your reproductivity. Go do that on your own. Here I am. I'm here to, inshallah, by the permission of God, to enlighten you to a worldview free of this selfish behavior, which you try and guise as if it's selfless, which it isn't. Anything good I have said is from Allah, the Creator, and everything negative is from myself. And that is for you guys, Islamic spirituality. Wow, look at the timing. I just arrived home.